And it's Life Out of Step. Once again, I'm your host, Brian Duncan.
And I'm Steve Webb, sitting here with Brian Duncan because we're doing shows that are segments of Radio Rehab at RadioRehab.com.
Yeah, it's encouragement for people in recovery like you. Because even if you're not in recovery, give yourself about an hour or two and you'll have something to recover from.
Hey, so. Wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with me.
Hey, no matter what else you believe, mistakes happen, wrong choices are commonplace, and God is not surprised by the things you do or say. I'm Brian Duncan. We're going to cut to the segment here on Responsibilities of Happiness. The antagonist point of view from Radio Rehab is in the middle of the show.
What are we talking about today?
The responsibility for happiness, it's like number 5, I think, on the list from a book that I read by Elizabeth Brown called Living Successfully with Screwed Up People.
Such a great... Is that a real title?
That's a real title, and it's a real book, and this list that we've done on the radio show here on the responsibilities of happiness is just a mere subtitle of things that she talks about in the book, Living with Successfully with Screwed Up People. I read it several times. I live alone, but I still need to read the book. Okay, so we're going to be talking about reasonable happiness.
Yes.
And one of those responsibilities is to respect others and expect respect. We're not talking about kissing up or brown nosing to get what you want either.
Talk to me about that. What is that?
Well, there's a certain amount of, probably personal inventory that you have to take to understand the value of other human beings. So you tend to look at the things that they do first that annoy us rather than to see them as a creation of God and someone who deserves at least an understanding that they might be acting out of their own personal pain and hardship.
Okay, and you know what? I think that's difficult to do if I don't really respect myself either, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if you hate yourself first, you're going to hate just about everybody else.
Yeah.
You only give what you have, and you can't give any more than that.
Exactly. Well, so let's listen to the segment even now.
What we do is try to give you what you ain't used to.
Soul music, something we can all relate to.
Something I can relate to.
Soul.
I can hear him talking about self-respect and respect for others. I can relate to that. And if that's something you're not used to, here's something you probably are used to. Life out of step. It seems to me that respect is something you earn. I've always heard that. Personally, I'm not sure you've earned my respect. How do I find respect for unrespectable people? And if I want respect, I gotta give respect? Well, I might have a bit of a problem here then. How do I give what I don't have and I'm not getting it? Well, I guess there's a few people I respect, but they tend to respect me, so what's that? A mutual admiration society. But when I look at the kind of people that I respect, well, they seem to be giving something to those around them. Maybe I can find respect myself by emulating people I respect. And then give what they're giving to others, even before others give me any respect. I might find some respect by giving what people I respect give. Someone I respect gave me a story about a guy who restored an old jalopy. Had pictures of the car when he found it. Looked like a piece of junk. You gotta see the car through the eyes of a redeemer, he said. I knew what it was built to look like, and it's a tedious matter of restoration. Respect for unrespectable people, my respectable friend said, can only be found when you see them through the eyes of a redeemer. People are like cars. They start out all shiny and they wear down over their lifetime. Sometimes end up in the scrap heap. No, wait, that was me. I'm in the process of restoration simply because other people respected me enough to hear me and validate my experiences, let me learn for myself what I needed to change, and respected me to find my higher power who could restore me to sanity. Dear God, help me offer respect to others by seeing them through the eyes of a Redeemer. Keep restoring me so that I may offer hope of restoration to the disrespected.
Gone are the days when we respected our fathers.
Yeah! Hey, you guys have been listening to Life Out of Step, a segment of Radio Rehab you can find if you'd like to find your own personal interest in recovery at RadioRehab.com. It's a 30-minute show with at least six songs in there. It's mostly music and a little commentary from yours truly, Brian Duncan, the host of the show. I'd like to say thanks for tuning in to Life Out of Step with us,
which you can find at LifeOutOfStep.com. And remember, you can go to the iTunes podcast directory and subscribe to the show for free anytime you want. Just search for Life Out of Step, search for Brian Duncan, search for Steve Webb, search for Lifespring. You can search all those things and you'll find it at the iTunes podcast directory.
I'd like to say that Radio Rehab is a nonprofit for public charity, and all tax donations are tax deductible. All donations are tax deductible. Well, you get the point. Tell them where they can do that at.
They can do that at lifeoutofstep.com. There is a PayPal link right there for you. Hey, we'll see you next time. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Life Out of Step out. Life Out of Step outtakes.
I've got breaking the ice. I've got the first and the second one, and then I've got another one of the later ones. The vinyl.
Breaking the ice with love. Melting away.
It's just so obnoxious.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast. For more great shows, check out lifespringmedia.com.